The United States of America. What comes to mind when I ponder the principles that comprise our great nation? It is the celebrated flag, crimson and ivory stripes perpetually undulating, 50 celestial states converging under the striking opus that is our emblem, almost as recognizable as our duly earned freedom. It is the mighty eagle soaring through the sky, bearing the olive branch of diplomacy in one talon and iron spears in the other. Steadfastly, our avian mascot epitomizes our role as the welcoming beacon of democracy to countless fellow countries, and the embodiment of our military might, unceasingly assuring the safety of all citizens within our borders and those of our allies. It is the founding American virtues of liberty, equality, integrity, and prosperity that courses through American soil like lifeblood through the veins of its citizens. Our Bill of Rights, conceived by our founding fathers, immortalized by the Constitution, embodied by our citizens, and defended by the sacrifices of veterans who served and continue to serve today. It is the unwavering patriotism exuded by its citizen, knowingly manifesting through time-honored 4th of July festivities. Thousands of American families embrace each other, exchanging gratuities as they feast on campfire-roasted s'mores, transfixed by the mesmerizing pyrotechnic displays made possible by American ingenuity. Recall the languorous summer afternoons of childhood, spent basking in the suburban home your parents provided for you, a home purchased from years of well-earned sedulousness to a position of employment, attained slowly but surely from their humble beginnings as immigrants who arrived generations ago, striving for a better quality of life. It is the acknowledgement that, through the breadth of resources on American soil and the lessons learned from the indigenous peoples who inhabited the land before us, any and all of us possess the ability to achieve our personal American dream through consistent diligence, integrity, and resilience. Just as millions of American citizens, by birth or naturalization, have been doing since our nation's founding. It is the satisfaction in knowing that our votes do matter, that our right to petition the government and stand up for our beliefs is protected under the law, that progress, new ideas, and questioning the norm is welcomed, not persecuted, that united we stand, and when we bridge the most polarized of political divides to enact bipartisan initiatives that put the American people first, we prosper as a nation, as a community, and as a global force. It is diversity, not only of background, creed, and culture, but of thought. E pluribus unum, intricately inscribed on our nation's currency since its founding, rings true. Out of the plurality of cultures, time-honored customs, creeds, and languages, we unify under one flag, pledging unwavering loyalty to this hallowed ground, respecting the veterans who died for our freedom, and reflecting on the progress we have made together as Americans. It is the unparalleled prowess of American industry, military, technology, and economy, our provide for the common defense and promote the general welfare mentality. Our nation is unmatched in its facilitation of entrepreneurial innovation through free market competition. Those individuals, teams, and corporations exuding the most ingenuity, efficiency, and talent will rise to the top, producing the services that best serve our nation at large. But most of all, what has made America great since its founding is its citizens. You, me, our families, forefathers, and every generation for posterity. Only we have the power to continue the greatness of America by bridging the limitations of political divides, focusing on prioritizing the safety and welfare of our citizens first, respecting our leaders and democratic foundations, and most importantly, taking the time to be grateful for the unique freedoms and blessings we possess within our borders. Now is the time to embody the principles of democracy in our Constitution, lest we forget, and strive to give back to the nation that has provided us with plenty, so that we will continue to flourish. What makes America great is nothing less than the people it comprises, I am proud to be a part of our great nation's community and to call myself an American.